Back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Sam Speck live in our KGGF studios as we're still here in the 8 o'clock hour, coming up on the 9 o'clock hour, speaking about an event going on all this week, the Interstate Fair and Rodeo, the 110th annual, I believe, correct? That's the amount?
Yes, sir.
All right, sweet. So in studio as well, we're speaking with Ryan Rexwinkle. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning.
As well as Mark Burnett. Mark, welcome in.
Hey, thank you.
So, yeah, we've got Ryan Rexwinkle. Ryan, the chairman of the Freestyle Motocross, as well as Mark Burnett. Kind of looks like you're the guy with about every bit of information about these motocross guys as well. So
yeah, we've been, like I said, we've been doing it for 22 years. We started in Vegas, and then, you know, we're out here in Coffeyville. I tell you that we have some of the best riders in the world here, top 10 guys in the world. And one of the biggest guys out there right now is Nate Adams. He's over a 20 gold medalist guy out here. He came out here just for a special appearance, which is really cool. And he's actually bringing one of the first ever electric bikes.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be riding out here. It's pretty cool.
Very cool, very cool. So, yeah, we'll dive into that here in just a second. But, Ryan, tell me a little about, I mean, you've been with the Interstate Fair and Rodeo for years, volunteering. You showed yourself as well as a young man as well. So, could kind of just explain, you know, the impact it's had on your life here.
Oh, it's a family thing. We really enjoy it. It's all about the kids. It's just kind of what we do.
Yeah.
You know, you'll see a lot of families out there, so...
Yeah, and you kind of trying to keep it family-oriented as well, and that's kind of one thing that I really like about it. And, you know, growing up in Colorado, it's not like I was shaded away from 4-H fairs or fairs and things like that, but I never really surrounded myself with them. And coming out here in these last couple of months to see the 4-H fairs, to see what some kids can do, and then obviously all the things that you guys throw on for the grandstand events, it's very neat. I think it's it's community building as well, something that a lot of communities should turn to.
Oh yeah, it's just, you know, we talked a little bit a while ago about the colleges coming out with the football team this evening, and they're going to meet the kids and they're going to meet people, and you know, that's something we haven't done for a while, and we're trying to get the college really involved, and you know, so we're going to do that down on the south west corner, and it's right before the show. They can come down and meet the college football team and hang out with them for a while and do that. So, yeah.
I think another great way, yeah, again, to incorporate the community with, you know, the community college. And that also builds the kids, you know, kind of trust within. It makes them want to graduate Field Kinley High School, go to CCC, and then be a part of these fairs later on when they're an adult. And, you know, you keep the citizens here. That's how you create a community growth. So I like the thought of it.
Well, it gets kids involved. And like Mark will tell you, hard work. That's, you know, his motto, and that's what it's all about, and being active in your community, and, you know, the stuff that, like Mark does, and his guys, they all want to see the kids, and they all want to hang out with the kids, and, you know, that's a big thing for them, and that's why they're here, because they just put on a really, really good show, and the kids are happy, and then afterwards, they get to sign, get free autographs. Mark makes sure that they know that they're free. They just get to come through the line. His riders will sit there until every kid's gone. He's done it himself.
Awesome.
You know, and that's, you know, that's just what it's about.
Yeah, and before we get into that, too, because I want to dive into the show. The motocross show looks this really sweet, as well as we've got some giveaways to give away. And just keep in mind, our traditional open line number, 620-251-6909. I will give that cue to call here in just a moment, as we've got a pair of tickets to give away for tonight. But, yeah, just give it out, maybe that information as well, where these kids can meet these football players, where they're going to be, when they're going to be there, in terms of, like, location and timing and things like that, because that's pretty cool.
It'll be on this, like I said, the southwest corner of the arena. You have to come inside the actual arena of the show, and it's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And then after they're done, after the show, at the exact same spot, the riders will be doing autographs for the kids. So
very cool.
Right there.
In that exact same spot. All right.
Yep.
Well, this is your cue to call right now, 620-251-6909. If you want two tickets for tonight's Freestyle Motocross event, again, 251-6909. The first one to call in, give me some serious interest towards us. We just need your name, your number, and you can need to be able to come by 306 West 8th Street here in Coffeyville and pick up the tickets. But, again, first one to call in, these tickets are yours. We'll head to the phone lines real quick. Good morning, caller. You're on open line. Open line.
Yeah, I was calling in on the tickets.
Perfect. What's your name, my man?
It's Terry Buss.
Terry, what was that last name again?
Buss, B-U-S-S.
B-U-S-S. All right, and a good phone number for you?
It's 918-273-4835.
All righty, Terry. And do you know where the station is located out here in Coffeyville?
Yeah, it's on 8th Street.
Yep. All right, my man. I got two tickets here for you waiting. Congratulations.
Thank you, bud.
All right, you have a great rest of your day. All right, Terry, yes, he's got two tickets heading to tonight's motocross event. Well, Mark, what are we going to see tonight at that motocross event?
Well, you know, it's going to be ramp-to-ramp action. The guy's going to be jumping 75 feet in distance, 40 feet in the air. These guys have, you know, every year they elevate the tricks. You know, everything's pretty much upside down now. These guys can go upside down and do every trick they can do right side up. So, you know, from cliffhanger backflips to Superman backflips to heel clicker backflips to, you know, double cans. I mean, there's going to be some crazy tricks, the things you see on TV out here. And it's really cool is, you know, everybody at the end of the show will get an autograph card. If they want to stand in line, get an autograph from these guys. They can meet the guys. They can talk to them, get a photo with them. So, you know, these are the guys you see on TV in the videos. Some guys that made movies, you know, that they're here too. So, yeah, you can meet them right there, which is really cool. And all the kids, you know, it's a family entertainment. It's really cool to be there and to feel the vibe and the whole thing that's going on down there. So it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and you were talking, you know, I understand a little bit. I played, a little bit, you know, ATV, video games, whatever. But a lot of terms that you were saying there that I'm sure flew right over some people's heads. So how high do these riders really go in the air? And then again, kind of expand on some of those tricks that you said. I mean, a heel clicker is pretty self-explanatory, but there was a lot of other ones that I'm sure are pretty amazing.
You know, they're going to be jumping about 40 feet in the air.
Oh,
and that's,
goodness.
That's what how high it is out there. And the wind is a big factor too, but the biggest thing is you know, when they're upside down, they're pretty much letting go of the bike with their legs or their hands and performing the trick, and have to actually get back on the bike and land on the ramp. And it's a steel and wood landing, so there's no room for any air. If the guy does not make it back, he's probably going to go home in an ambulance or something. So these guys are, like I said, professionals. They wear all their gear. And it's pretty crazy. I have seen some pretty crazy accents out there for sure.
Oh, certainly, yeah. And that just comes with the territory. And I'm sure these guys know exactly what they're getting themselves into. And like you said, they are professionals. And you've got one of the best coming back as well. So, but you've been here at the fair before. When was the last time we were here in Coffeyville specifically?
Well, I think it was Ryan. It was 2 years ago.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Three years ago. We've been here. How long? And before that, how many years have we been doing it?
Four years. We did it before that.
Yeah.
And I believe 06 was our first year we done it.
Okay.
06, 07.
Yeah, it was right after after the flood. I think it was after the floods.
You were supposed to do the flood, and you've seen the video, and you said, no, we can't do it on Wave Runner, we'll come back next year.
Yeah. And we had some good crowds out here, and like I said, it's a family thing to bring the whole family out and see everything. So it's clean, it's fun, great music, and like I said, it's going to be a challenge to get all these guys, see who's going to win tonight. So basically, it's a contest style, so it's not just a freestyle show, so we'll see who gets the big purse later on at the end of the night. And what's really cool about it is the fans out there are going to judge the last five guys.
Oh, very neat. Yeah, so that's what I've always wondered as well, is that, you know, a lot of, well, of course, I use this as a big example, the Olympics, you know, they've got the pool of the four or five judges, and it's their opinion. But I love when they actually turn it to the crowd and say, which one were you most impressed by? So, again, was it the kind of output that you guys got on a yearly basis? What made you come back to Coffeyville?
Well, we like to go to the – I mean, I like going to the small communities and like the areas. The riders like going in the areas. And, you know, the fans are always great here. So the people are always cool and really nice to us. So we love coming back to, you know, a place like this. We do about anywhere from 80 to 100 shows throughout the United States.
Oh, wow.
A year.
Wow.
So we do NASCAR, IRL, fairs, arenas, all kinds of stuff. And I've seen it all. And we kind of have a place now we can pick and choose what we want to do.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. And again, we'll go ahead and give another pair of tickets, 620-251-6909. I've got another pair of tickets to tonight's Freestyle Motocross. Again, 251-6909, the first one to call in. Just need your name, your number. You need to have the ability to come on down to 306 West 8th Street here in Coffeyville. Pick these tickets up, and you got yourself two free passes to tonight's motocross event. Looks pretty cool. Let's head to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. You're on open line.
Yes. Can I still advertise stuff for sale?
Let's go ahead and wait till the 9 o'clock hour for that. Do you want these tickets, though? There's two free tickets to the motocross event tonight.
I wish I had time for it.
Hey, no worries. Well, hey, we'll hear you in the 9 o'clock hour then, my man.
All righty. Thank you.
No problem. Again, 251-6909. These tickets are yours. Yes, open line. We'll continue that in the 9 and 10 o'clock hours. But for now, we'll continue our conversations about going on. So let's get down to the finite details as well. Well, actually, real quick, we'll see if we got a winner here. Good morning, caller. You're on open line.
Yeah,
do you mind turning your radio down just a bit for me in the back? And what's your name?
Terry Bryant.
Terry, what was the last name?
Bryant.
Can you spell that out for me?
B-R-Y-A-N-T.
B-R-Y-A-N-T. Okay, and a good phone number for you?
620-515-4056.
4056?
Yes.
All right, perfect, Terry. And, 306 West 8th Street here at the station, and these tickets will be here for you to grab up.
Okay, thank you very much.
Not a problem. Congratulations. You have a good time tonight at Fun One. So, yes, gave away our tickets. Congratulations to both of you as a couple of tickets, free tickets, heading over there tonight. So let's get into that. Ticket prices for tonight. When does this show start? Let's get down to the finite details of it.
Okay, the ticket prices are on our website because there's different seats, different prices. There's fun passes still available. You can buy at the box office. That's where the gates are open at 6:30. Show will start at 7:30. Weather permitting, we've got to do a little bit of stuff. I know some people are worried about the weather, but we're watching it. Mark's watching it. He said we will do a show. So, I mean, it's pretty important. So we're going to do that. And then, you know, we'll just have to watch the weather. And then right after the show, we'll do autographs. And the show will last about 2 hours, you know, give or take a little bit.
Neat. Yeah, rain or shine. I like that. Rain or shine kind of attitude, obviously permitting. If
yep.
You don't want it to just be unsafe, because obviously, again, these guys are flying 40 feet in the air, doing clicking their heels together, some kind of crazy. I mean, that's nuts. It's, some of them are nuts as well. So kind of, you know, you said we've got one of the best in the world coming with us. Who else we got riding down there?
Well, all the guys, the top guys out there in the world. But, you know, Nate Adams is somebody that's been an icon in freestyle motocross, and he's definitely somebody. And then to see the new electric bike that he's riding, it's fully electric. It's something you can't even imagine, you know, seeing what's out there. And it's pretty amazing what they have nowadays.
With the weather that's expected, how does that go together? Does the electric bike have any effect with weather? Or I'm
no.
sure they've built it to,
they built
to
it.
Weather.
Yeah, it works great. I mean, it's wow. pretty awesome. But, you know, there's no gear shifting. They just roll the throttle on and go. I mean, you can't even hear it.
That's
I mean,
incredible.
It's just hear the chain. That's all you hear. And it's kind of... It's really weird, and he's a big icon on the internet. He shows a lot of stuff on Instagram and things like that. But like I said, he's one of the guys. There's Jeff Griffin. There's so many guys out there that are here. Eric Farr. There's names that are just some guys. There's three or four guys that are new mm-hmm. on the tour too. That are some of the new kids out there on the block are pretty big good. You know, like right yeah. now they want to show up Nate Adams and all the big guys that they've been around there. They looked up to this guy.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. And it kind of gives that aspect as well, as when you are playing with someone that, or playing against someone rather, that does have all the accolades, it kind of gives that extra step that I want to perform that, that little extra better. So we're going to see some good riding tonight. We're going to see some good tricks and, hopefully all is well. Hopefully the weather stays permitting and doesn't make anything, too hairy. And I will be out there. We do a live remote broadcast for today through Saturday, and I will be out there tonight. So I get lucky. I get to...
What about you getting on a bike?
Oh, I don't know about jumping, but I can get on a bike, no doubt about it. My buddy
sure
used to
jump?
Have a little... I could try. I don't know how much that bike is going to survive after that one, but my buddy used to have a little two-stroke Honda, and that thing had plenty of power for me. Holy
cow.
Yeah,
well, there are four strokes out there, so...
There you go.
You got a lot of power out there.
No
we
doubt
got a helmet
about it.
And some gear out there. I'm sure a lot of fans would like to see you out there riding.
Oh, certainly, yeah. We'll see if we can work something out. But yeah, I'm excited just to kind of get out there, check it out, and again, hopefully weather permitting. Well, again, Mark Burnett and... Ryan Rexwinkel, excuse me, speaking upon the fair tonight. And any final words that you guys wanted to get out here?
No, I just want everybody to come out and have a good time. Come out and see the riders. Come out and see the football team. Plenty of good food. We got some new vendors out there in the Midway, new food. There's plenty of stuff going on for Livestock Barns tonight.
There's
tonight.
Donuts out there.
Ooh. There's donuts.
I like donuts.
He does like donuts. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff going on for everybody. The carnival will be ready and going. So, like I said, everybody come out. You can walk around and see all that stuff for nothing, free. The kids, can go to the livestock barns and see the animals. And so
Very neat. All right. Ryan Rexwinkel, chairman of the Freestyle Motocross, as well as Mark Burnett, a man with all the information as well. Thanks for guys coming in and speaking upon the Motocross Tonight event. Again, 6:30, the gates open. 7 o'clock. 7:30, I should say. Excuse me. 6 o'clock, gates open. 7:30, that Motocross show gets kicked off tonight. And, guys, thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.